Jubal's phone taps are hilarious, but being charged with DUI is no laughing matter. Trust Jubal's friends at 1-800-DUI-AWAY. If you're charged with a criminal offense, your one call is 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Proud supporters of Jubal's phone taps.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling. This is Carol. How may I help you?
Hey, Carol. My name is Darvin. I have a situation going on that I think maybe you can help me with.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. How can I help you? Are you looking for a certain size of something or a color?
Well, it's funny you say size and color. I'm actually in one of your dressing rooms right now. I don't even know if you work in the men's department, but I'm in the men's department dressing room.
Okay, I don't work in the men's department, but how can I help you?
Okay, well, let's see how you can help me. So earlier, I took a couple things.
Okay.
Okay.
What things?
Well, I took a Viagra earlier today because I thought I was going to have a date, but that fell through. Yeah, and then I decided to go shopping, and then I went into the dressing room and I tried on a pair of jeans, and I'm stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a joke?
Oh, man, I wish it was. I feel like it is a joke on me at this point. I've tried everything. Right now I'm on my back with my legs in the air. One pant leg is stuck to the hook on the door, so I kind of can't move.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You took a pill.
Yeah, Viagra. Mm-hmm,
okay.
Two of them.
You took two of them. Wow.
Yeah, I was really excited about this date. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Don't take Viagra and then go try on skinny jeans. Oh, boy.
So, okay, you put some jeans on, and now you are stuck in the dressing room.
Yeah, and, you know, pretty much stuck in the jeans still.
Yeah.
And it's starting to hurt a lot.
I am probably just going to call mall security. I think best.
No. I don't think so. That would be really embarrassing. Can you just help me out for a second? Keep it between us and try to talk me through this, please.
Like, how is that going to help you now?
Oh, well, what I'm thinking is, if you could just help get my mind somewhere else, maybe it would help.
Oh, my God.
Can you talk about, like, kittens or waterfalls or, like, a fake, you know, when you visit your grandparents usually do the trick, you know, something like that.
You know, to be honest, I feel really weird doing that. Like, this is out of my job description.
I know, and I promise if I can get out of these jeans without anybody knowing, I will definitely make it worth your while. I'll find you.
Sir,
and
you don't have to do anything for me, okay? I want you to be able to get out of your jeans. I just don't know how to help you.
Anything, just talk about something other than what I'm thinking about.
Okay, I'll try one time and that's it, and then I have to get back to this work.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. So, my grandma's really old. I don't know about yours.
Whoa.
She is in a home, and it's gross in there.
Whoa.
Ooh. Smells bad.
Whoa.
Why are you saying whoa? It doesn't sound like this is working. It sounds like it's doing the opposite.
Well, I asked you to talk about something that could take my mind off of that kind of stuff, and instead you did the opposite.
That is really gross, okay? I was talking to you about my grandmother in a home.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
I am definitely calling mall security, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know it's a prank phone call then before you do that.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your coworker Elizabeth set you up.
Oh, my God!
She told me that work has been really boring lately and wanted you to have a little fun, so there you go.
Oh, a guy, ew. Oh my gosh, the Viagra.
Whoa.
You're on your bed.
Whoa.
off.